identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
There's a hidden cost to our daily digital distractions. To stay productive, we need regular breaks to help refuel our attention. Even with breaks, modern tech and social media can wreck our focus.
Back in 2004, people averaged about 2.5 minutes on a screen before switching. And today, it averages about 47 seconds.
Then, research shows preschool education and early childhood programs can have lasting positive effects.
The main purpose was to understand, can you intervene in the preschool years in ways that then show benefits in later life?
Those two stories and more are coming your way on this edition of InfoTrack. Stay with us. The program begins right after this.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
How long can you pay attention before your phone pulls you away? Gloria Marks says our shrinking attention spans aren't entirely our fault. Her book, Attention Span, helps us reclaim focus, happiness, and productivity. And she joins us now. If you can put your phone down for a minute, we'll talk to her. Gloria, why is it that our attention seems so easily depleted when we're using digital devices?
Well, there are many reasons. So when you think about everything that we have access to, every time we go online or every time we pick up our phones, it's this great lure of the internet. It's like being in a candy store. There's so many different things to choose from.
One myth you challenge is the idea that constant focus equals productivity. Why isn't sustained focus always beneficial?
Yeah, it's because people have limited cognitive resources. You can think of it as limited attentional capacity. And, you know, if you have a great night's sleep, you start your day with a full tank of cognitive resources. But as we go through our day, we drain these resources. And one of the things that drains them is focusing for long periods of time. And so what we need to do is pull away, take a break, and replenish this tank of resources. And if people just have nonstop focus, which you will see a lot of people that advertise ways to get people to achieve nonstop focus, that's not how humans are built. We need breaks. We need to refresh ourselves.
What are some of the hidden costs of interruptions that most people don't realize?
Well, the interruptions cause us to make errors. We make more errors when we're interrupted. We have to go back and pick up where we left off, and so it takes extra time. The other thing, which I found in my research, is that interruptions are related to stress. They cause us to have stress.
Yeah, and that was really my next question. You've called stress a modern health epidemic. What role does technology play in this?
Well, from what we're seeing with research, it plays a big part. We talked about interruptions. There's also this notion of multitasking, which is actually switching our attention to different sites, different activities, and that causes stress. I've done research where we hook people up to heart rate monitors, we log the computer activity they're doing, and we see that as the frequency of shifting attention on sites increases, stress goes up. So people are just faced with handling too many things, and they're faced with deadlines and doing these things in too short of a time, and it just leads to stress.
Our guest is Gloria Mark, author of Attention Span, A Groundbreaking Way to Restore Balance, Happiness, and Productivity. Gloria, habits form from watching rapid-cut media content like YouTube. These affect our attention with other tasks, right?
Yes, of course. So we develop habits. People who spend time watching short-form video like TikTok or scrolling on social media get their attention fragmented because there's this very rapid switch of content. And of course, that affects us and it leads to an impatience with paying attention to long-form content. And we get accustomed to very quick rewards after spending a very short amount of time on any piece of content.
Attentional rhythms. How do you recommend someone discover their own rhythm in terms of their attention?
We found in our research that people have personal rhythms of attention. If we go back to this idea of cognitive resources, remember I talked about this tank of cognitive resources. Sometimes this tank is full and sometimes it gets drained. And so we have peaks and valleys in our attention throughout the day that corresponds to the amount of attentional capacity that's available. And it's very easy to discover what your own personal rhythm of attention is when your own peaks and valleys exist. So one thing that's very easy to do is keep a diary. Do this for several days and jot down periodically, ideally if you could do it every hour, what your level of attention is, how challenged you are, how engaged you are with doing things. And you can track over the course of a few days, you can come up with a map of your own personal attention. And you can combine that with your body's chronotype. So some people are early types, some people are late types, most people are actually moderate. And people who are early types have more attentional capacity, peak capacity early in the day. And then it kind of drains, take a really nice break, comes back up again. People who are late types don't really get going with the ability to focus deeply until a little bit later in the day. And so knowing your chronotype, keeping a journal of times when your attention is at its peak, when it's in a valley, putting these two pieces of information together can help you map out your personal rhythm of attention.
That's good advice. Generally speaking, you mention in your book that attention spans have shortened significantly. And this is, to me, it was kind of a shocking finding. How short are attention spans now compared to earlier years?
Yeah, we first started tracking attention back in 2004. And I want to mention that we've always used objective measures for attention. So rather than having people self-report, you know, I'm paying attention a lot or not so much, we actually see precise measures of how long people's attention is on a screen. Back in 2004, people averaged about 2.5 minutes on a screen before switching. 2012, it went down to 75 seconds on a screen. And from the years roughly 2016 through 2020, right before the pandemic, we find it averages about 47 seconds. So we find 44 seconds, 50 seconds, 47, but it averages 47 seconds.
Your studies involve turning off email for a week. What surprised you from that experiment?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it was a surprise or if it just confirmed what I always believed. So we did have people in an organization cut off email for a business week. And we found that, first of all, their stress went down without email. And we also found that their focus length went up without email. And so what did people do without email? They walked to their colleagues in person and spoke to them. They got more exercise because they would move around the office more. And in general, people really enjoyed not having email for that week.
As we wrap this up, Gloria, what do you see as the future of attention in our world, which is increasingly digital and AI driven?
It's really important that we have to maintain our humanness, our human capacity to do things. And what I worry about, especially with generative AI, is that we're offloading too much work onto AI. And as a result, we're now seeing studies that show that our critical reasoning skills are worsening. And so it's important that people still put in effort, that they still need to do work to be reflective, to deliberate over content, as opposed to just letting the machine take over. So the future of attention involves putting in effort, putting in work, and I think we will have greater rewards by doing that.
Gloria Mark, PhD, author of Attention Span, A Groundbreaking Way to Restore Balance, Happiness, and Productivity. Gloria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Next, preschool interventions impact teenagers. That story, straight ahead.
Don't go away. InfoTrack will be back right after this.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Can preschool interventions shape teenage behavior years later? Research shows that disadvantaged kids can build resilience through early education. InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey has the story. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Karen Bierman is the Evan Pugh University Professor of Psychology and Human Development and Family Studies at Penn State University. Professor, your research focused on developing something called the Head Start Ready, that's R-E-D-I, intervention. Tell us what the Ready approach is and how it differs from standard preschool programs.
One of the things that we hoped to do in the Ready Project was to strengthen the Head Start curriculum in areas that new research suggested might be especially helpful for young children who were growing up in resource-poor environments. So in situations where families just did not have a lot of financial resources, that pressures young children in certain ways, and we wanted to address the curriculum to supplement those areas.
You focus on social emotional skills. How do you define those and why are they so important?
That's right. One of the key goals of those preschool years is really to help children learn how to get along in a group context. So the social emotional skills we focused on heavily emphasized friendship skills, like taking turns, helping, sharing with others. And it also focused on helping them both express and manage their feelings so that they were able to focus their attention, modulate their feelings in the classroom setting, and focus more effectively on learning.
And tell us why those social emotional skills are particularly important for low-income families.
So they're, of course, important for all children who are going through the preschool development. But when children are living in low resource contexts, often that means they're in more crowded living circumstances. There's less capacity to sort of buffer them in terms of their sleeping arrangements, the regularity of their schedule, things that make their early years a little bit more unpredictable. And that creates more pressure on their social emotional management. So what the curriculum is designed to do is just strengthen those skills in a way that empowers more resilience for children living in circumstances that are more stressful.
Professor, what specific benefits did you see in teenagers who participated in the Ready program as preschoolers compared to those who did not?
That was the main purpose of the study, was to understand, can you intervene in the preschool years in ways that then show benefits in later life? And what we found early on was that using the Ready program, which also strengthened early language skills, it did boost children's emotional understanding and their social skills as they went into elementary school. And that benefit, in turn, buffered them as they made the transition into secondary, the middle school and high school. By high school, what we saw was children who had been in classrooms using Ready had fewer behavior problems, and they also had fewer emotional symptoms, things that teachers were describing as sort of anxiety symptoms or sadness symptoms of depression.
Are there things that parents can do at home to encourage the same kind of social emotional development that this Ready program promotes?
Absolutely. One part of Ready, in fact, involved parent engagement, trying to give parents information so they understood what was happening at school and how they could support those same skills at home. And we found that one of the early predictors of these later high school benefits was the degree to which parents were involved in their children's education and sort of providing that ongoing support for these kinds of skills.
And how does the Ready program encourage parental involvement?
Part of it is providing parents with information so that they understand how social and emotional skills and how language skills are being supported in the preschool setting, and also suggestions of ways that they can support those same skills at home in ways that are aligned with the school programming. So in this case, parents got handouts showing what was happening in the classroom program of social emotional learning, and also how we were using interactive reading to support early language development.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Professor Karen Bierman from Penn State University, and we're discussing the Head Start Ready Intervention Program that she's been studying for decades that looks at preschool programs and their effect on adolescents years later. You found that Ready participants had fewer emotional symptoms like anxiety in high school. How do you think those early skills help teens later on cope with adolescent pressures?
One of the things that we could see by using developmental modeling is the roots of those later positive benefits really were the early boosts to their emotional understanding and their social competence. As we followed them into elementary school, they had better peer relations, more positive social competence, and as I mentioned, more positive parent involvement. And those things happening in elementary school sort of set them up to be more resilient when they made that transition into early adolescence. We also saw improved self-control, which we think was the key to reducing their risky behaviors in high school.
Let's talk about grades for a moment. Your study didn't show direct academic improvements, but you did find better social-emotional skills led to higher GPAs and on-time graduation. Can you explain all that?
Sure. Yeah. It's sort of a way to think about it is like at a pool table when you're, you know, you hit the white ball and the white ball doesn't necessarily hit the ball you're trying to get into the hole. It may hit one ball, which hits another ball. It was sort of like that in our indirect model that we could see that the intervention, consider it the white ball, it moved those early markers of resilience, social competence, emotional understanding, and parent involvement. And those balls, in turn, had a positive effect on boosting GPA and on-time graduation. So we would call that an indirect effect, not as strong as a direct treatment effect, but pretty good when you consider that the intervention was completed when children were 4 and 5, before they had even started school. And we could still see that billiard effect cascading into high school graduation and GPA.
Just to kind of wrap things up, are there any final words of advice that you'd like to impart to parents based upon what you've learned so far in these studies?
The study both validates the value of investing in preschool education, especially pre-kindergarten education. There has been a big push in the U.S. to make sure we're making pre-K more accessible. And it also shows that we can strengthen the value of current pre-K programming even more by looking carefully at the curricula that are being used and enriching that in areas that fit a particular community or population.
Professor Karen Bierman from Penn State University, thank you very much for sharing your research with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Maggie.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
This is InfoTrack,
a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Witty.
Every working American sees that deduction from every paycheck for FICA, also known as Social Security. But how much do you know about what you'll eventually receive from Social Security in your so-called golden years? Our next guest is Tina Ambrosi, President of Sales and Distribution at Nationwide Financial. They conducted a study that examined how little Americans really know about Social Security and the critical importance of saving money, for example, in 401ks and IRAs. Tina, tell us some of the highlights of what you found.
Sure, absolutely. So this is our survey to really understand how people are looking at Social Security. And one of the findings that really has stood out to us is that there's a tremendous disconnect between what individuals think they will get from their Social Security and what they will actually get. And that's really problematic because for these folks, as they're approaching retirement and they're thinking about life in retirement, and Social Security is a big part of that, they are not getting what they thought they were going to get, which is having a tremendous impact on their Social Security and on their retirement overall.
Many people think, you know what, I'm going to get Social Security, I'll be fine. But that's far from the case.
That's right. In fact, over half of the adults that were surveyed have said that Social Security will be their primary source of retirement income. However, what the survey also found is that future retirees actually anticipate collecting almost 30% more than what current retirees are actually receiving.
A 2023 report from HealthView Services estimates that a healthy 65-year-old couple retiring in 2023 will likely use nearly 70% of their lifetime Social Security benefits just to cover medical costs in retirement. Now, that doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot left over.
No, definitely not. And what's interesting, almost half of older adults believe that they won't have to use any of their Social Security income on healthcare. And through the survey work and through what we understand, Nationwide found that, in fact, one in three current retirees say that their healthcare expenses are keeping them from living the retirement that they expected.
What are the top five expenses for retirees?
The top things that they're spending their money on, certainly it's living expenses. Healthcare is a significant part of it. They are also having issues with, you know, sometimes it's cost of living adjustments, and they may have thought that they would have income coming in from other sources, and so they lose their employment and they're not getting monies there either. So it's somewhat a combination of healthcare costs creeping up, living costs going up as well, and then their income is going down.
It seems like people are working longer and longer, but is there an average age that people are retiring these days?
They are retiring at age 62, and that's an interesting fact as well, we found. Most anticipate they're not going to retire until age 66. But they're retiring at age 62, and they're doing that for a number of reasons. But that four-year difference has a significant impact on their lifetime income that they will receive from Social Security.
In what way?
Well, when you retire earlier and you start collecting those benefits sooner, it greatly reduces the overall monthly payment because it's factoring in your life expectancy. So the longer you wait, typically, the higher your Social Security payments will be.
So when is it too late to start saving? Let's say you're approaching 60. Is it too late to start a new financial program?
It is not too late. And certainly, wherever you are, understanding what your options are, understanding what all of those sources will be, has a tremendous impact on the quality of life in retirement. The survey also found that greater than 60% of retirees and those approaching retirement went to the Social Security office to ask them what their best option would be for their payment. That is a difficult situation to be in because the Social Security office is not there to give advice or to counsel an individual on when or how they should start collecting. That's really the role of the financial advisor, yet more than 60% are using that as their way of planning. And this is a decision that is, once you're in it, it's irreversible, and this becomes your locked-in lifetime income stream. And Nationwide just believes there's a better way to do it.
Tina Ambrosi, President of Sales and Distribution of Nationwide Financial, thank you so much for sharing your research with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
We'll be right back.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
You come to me.
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise sunshine. Highs near 80 today with a light east breeze. Overnight, near 60, a mostly clear sky. Light winds continue. On Monday, mostly sunny, near 80. By Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms in mid-80s. It's 53 at our studios.
CFW.
With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Oh, WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 1057 CFW.
About 17. Big one strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that